Om Shanti, and welcome to the evening of enlightenment. Yeah, you like this subject? Yeah. Actually, enlightenment should be the most self-understood thing for us Brahmins who have such a great knowledge. We have the knowledge of the Supreme. What else? There's nothing lacking. And still there is a deep desire inside. I want to feel that stage of enlightenment. Yes? We want to feel what it is like experiencing the world of light and silence. Yeah? So this is a topic which we are going to deal with this evening. We will have some talk and also some exercises. We come to Madhuban. No matter where we are, whether we are in Madhuban or in our respective places, we are actually very close to the world of light and silence. This is the main interest, the main goal, and the main motivation of all of us. Already when we think of our basic teaching, I am a soul, just this thought makes us fly. I often think it is not enough to be a soul. We all are souls, no matter whether one is virtuous or not virtuous, everyone is a soul. So it is not enough to be a soul. It is important to be in the stage of soul consciousness. And Baba had always said, already this first lesson is also our last lesson. So let us see how we receive light and the experience of silence through becoming soul conscious. We will do several experiments today. So already this basic thought, I am a soul, let us now transcend from understanding to feeling, to becoming, to the stage. Like we say, soul is a point and full of light and illuminated. This is how we say. So actually, being the point is the state of intellect which has freed itself from all thoughts. Our intellect, like we say, soul has intellect and heart and a personality. Our intellect means the faculty which wants to understand. It's always trying to find an answer. When our intellect has found the answer, that state of having found the answer is the point form of the intellect. Then I have no further questions. Then I, or my intellect, can rest in the state of being a point. Freedom from all thoughts. No interest for any further questions. Beyond all interests of the mundane world. the only interest which should be pulling us is that stage of stillness, inner silence, silence, silence. The silence which is full of peace. When the intellect is free of thoughts, then we experience the true state of the soul, the true quality of the soul, silence and peace. In order to achieve this point stage, we have to leave the drama stage. The whole drama, where our role is happening, roles of others are happening, we leave the whole drama stage. We go beyond. Detachment, detachment, detachment. Limitless detachment. Nothing is pulling. What is pulling? Just that silence. Let's try that. 1 minute. Let's try to be free of all thoughts. Even if thoughts come, let them come. They will come and go. Don't follow them. Yes? So 1 minute. All of us. Yeah, we are trying to become soul conscious. Yes? Becoming point and illuminated. The illuminated we will do later. First, let us become a point. Let us put a full stop to everything. Let us merge in that state of silence. I give a short commentary. There is an unlimited detachment within me. I'm free of all thoughts. Only the silence pulls me. Silence and peace. What is sweet? Silence. This sweet silence is my home. This is where I come back whenever I want to be by myself. Thank you. Detachment. Like Baba says, the state of liberation. Experience of liberation. Experience of God. We can have all these divine experiences only now. When we will be really in the soul world, we will be beyond experiences. The experience of being liberated, we can have only now. And this is our birthright. Let us have this inner strength to be free, to be liberated, anytime we want. Nothing can bind me. Who can liberate himself? Who does not let himself be bound by anything? The one whose self-dignity is higher, stronger than any bond. He can be free. Whenever anything binds us means it is pulling my thought, pulling, and I'm not able to free myself from it, then I should ask myself, is it more important than me? Let us evoke our self-dignity. That will give us the strength of freedom. Freedom to be liberated, to be in that state of point, means silence. Silence which is full of peace. Self-dignity. That's one point. And the second thing that we say about being a soul is that the soul is point, means free of all, as we just tried now. And then the soul is illuminated. It is shining. Actually, I think this is a stage which we have to achieve. We are not automatically a point which is shining, like we have to do the practice to bring our thinking apparatus to the point of being stable in the point of silence. Otherwise, we are scattered. We are not a point. So too, we also have to teach our feelings to learn to be shining. Those qualities which are positive qualities, which we feel are positive, like happiness, we feel is something positive. Being strong is something positive. Being pure is something positive. Loveful. Peaceful. All these qualities which we feel are positive, they have a light element in them. Like if you are happy, your eyes are shining, your face is shining, and you feel the world is illuminated. If you feel depressed, you think everything is gloomy. So our feelings, they should be lit up feelings. In other words, we find an access to the feeling of being happy, being peaceful, being loveful. Only then we are illuminated. If we have the other kinds of feelings, we feel weak, we don't feel happy, we feel love is lacking, then the feelings are dim. If someone is depressed, they like dark colors, dark. dark and heavy. But we want to be double light, the one which is light in sense of weight and lit up, illuminated. So to become soul conscious means to become point and be lit up, means we bring our thoughts to the state of a point and we teach our feelings to be lit up feelings. That's a long subject, it's a big subject, that's the whole transformation of the self. The day we have become point and lit up, we are perfect. There Sai Baba said, the first lesson is also the last lesson. The whole teaching of Baba is in order to enable us to be these two things. A point means liberated at any point. Whenever I want, I can have my liberation. Means I can be in my dignity. I can be free. Nothing commands over me. I can be in that state, of inner silence and peace. And then, when I come into life, communication, I'm alive, then my feelings should be the ones which are lit up. This is the end result of all our spiritual efforts. So let us try, let's make a small exercise in which we jump from our present level into that level of last stage where we can be the embodiment of divine light. Divine light means light of joy, light of love, light of power, light of purity. Lit up, my feelings are lit up. Shall we try? Is it okay for you to do these small exercises? Baba, the Supreme, has given me the realization that I am a shining soul. Therefore, I transcend from dark into light. I put off the coat of dark feelings which I have been wearing since long. And step out of it illuminated. I have no reason anymore to remain in darkness. I come out of all dark feelings. And begin to flow with the light of good feelings. The light of happiness is my most bright light. Thank you. So this is a nice thought, nice feeling. Do you like it? Yeah. Yep. And this is how we can have this new understanding of being soul conscious. Being point which is lit up. We have to become it. We aren't it by stage, we are not that automatically. So it's nice. And another thing is to live in the world of light. Yeah? One is that the soul world is called the world of light. And second is that we have to create here, where we live. Here we have to create that world of light. Avyakt Baba, soon in a few days, Avyakt Baba is coming. Baba had said that we have to, that the day will come when the subtle world will be here. Yeah, before Baba comes, where is he? We say he's in the subtle world. Yeah, like Baba says to us also, he says, children, whenever you want to meet me, come and meet me here in the subtle world. He says a meeting here on the physical plane can only be for a short time. But the meeting on the subtle level, on the subtle plane, can be as long as we want. There is no queue in front of us. Yeah? I and Baba. Yeah? So, that's a beautiful thought. And Baba had said once that we will have to, or we will bring the subtle world down here. And that is what we want to practice today. How to bring the subtle world down here. When we are in subtle world, we feel we are in a world of light. And in that subtle world, there is movement but no sound. You know this, no? You know all. Yes? So, before we can bring such a world here, we first have to be in that stage ourselves. It won't just come. It will come only if our stage is like that. Yeah. What does that mean? That means we have to learn to go beyond sound. That means when we communicate with each other, we should try to understand the person, what he means, and not fix him down with that what he said. Like often, if people are very close to each other, heart-wise, they're very close to each other, they don't have to say much to each other. They understand each other with few words. But if the hearts are distant, they always feel misunderstood. One always has the feeling, no, he or she doesn't understand me. No matter what I explain, will not understand me. Yeah? So closeness of heart or distance of heart. Do I want to understand or not? So if we want to become subtle angel, then we will have to learn. It is one of the things we have to do, or it is helpful to do. We don't have to do anything, But what is a help is to learn the language of silence. Means we are able to understand what the person means and not nail him down by what he said. So no one should ever feel from us misunderstood or not understood. Yeah? Like there is a saying, your friend is he who can see your pain behind your smile. So what is the meaning, what the person means? Yeah? So let us not have too much interest for words. Let us go direct to the meaning. So, means subtlety. Let us love subtlety. Let us be detached from grossness. Let us go beyond limitations. Beyond limitations. So, learning the language of silence means being able to understand the other soul without the need of words. Till we have really reached that level, the practice is to understand the other person with few words. Just like two friends. Yeah, they just have to indicate something. They say, yes, I know what you mean. Like Baba sometimes says, don't you hear the cry which comes from the heart of suffering souls? And we say, no, I don't hear it. So when our mind will be silent, when our mind will be a lake of peaceful silence, then we will be able to hear what the heart of the other one says. Like suppose you're sitting in your room and there's a lot of noise. You have TV on or radio, something is on. You don't hear someone is knocking at the door because there's so much noise in your room. So when there's so much noise in our own head, we have no ability free to hear what someone else is saying. So for a yogi, we Brahmins, we are first of all yogi. Our highest title is yogi. Which title can be greater than that? Yoga means the one who is united with God. Nothing can be greater than that. The one who can perceive God's light, God's love, how can he say he cannot understand or feel what others are trying to convey to him? So this love for silence, detachment from grossness, detachment from expansion, loving the essence. Why do we love the essence? Because we save so much time. And in that saved time, we can enjoy our peace. And in this state of inner silence, soul gets washed. All the heaviness, all the sins, all whatever is sticking on the soul gets washed away. Yeah, let us experience this yoga power, the power of liberation from all heaviness by loving to be in silence and peace. So maybe we can do one experiment now that we are detaching ourselves from grossness and we love to communicate on vibrational level. That it is not necessary that someone should say something to me or I have to say something. Yeah, like Baba says, if you can transmit your feelings only via words, then only few people will hear you. How are you going to give sakash? Means, isakash we know. Yeah, remedy to the feelings of the souls of the world. Yeah. How? So we have to come beyond the world, the limitation of words. Yeah. Let us enter this plane of vibrations. Yeah, shall we do that? Just try one small experiment. There's so many things we can do, but in this shortage of time, yeah, I'm keeping everything very short. Yeah, is that okay? Yeah, because when Baba comes, yeah, we also want to experience him, no? Yeah, his words plus that stage from which he's saying those words. Yeah, words are just a tip of the iceberg. Or how you say, ice mountain. In the sea, you see a small tip, but below it, there is a lot, no? Yeah? Words are just the last bit, but that huge stage which is beyond, which is behind those words, that we have to experience. Yeah? That subtlety, that divinity, that royalty of the stage from which that one sentence is formulated. Yeah, so we have to, it's interesting, we don't have to do anything, but it's a great divine joy to come out of the worldly plane of words and come into that level of vibrations. Words are only an indication. Yeah, to that world of vibration, means world of stage. Let us see that we come into that subtle stage. Yeah. I love silence. Because it is only in silence that I can really communicate. Beyond the limitation of words. I come in the world of vibrations. I love to communicate without words. I silence my mind and begin to feel. I communicate through feelings. I am learning this new language of silent words but full of feeling. In this language of feelings, I evoke my main feeling. Of love. And well wishes. This is the all-embracing feeling of sympathy and kindness. A lovely thought, no? This all-embracing feeling. No one is left out. The words can reach only few people. Feelings can reach the universe. Yeah. And Baba has asked us to serve first only the planet Earth. It is well within our capacity. So this all-embracing feeling of kindness, of sympathy, of love, healing, healing of feelings, healing of body and mind. Yeah. We are in Kali Yuga. Yeah, that means where there is a lot of suffering. People need the healing. We also need that healing. Yeah. We all. So let us do this sincere service. Yeah. That any time we get free, let us do it. We don't have to show it to anyone. It is this inner joy of removing the sorrow from the world and creating happiness. This is a real godly servant. What does God do? He ends the suffering and brings happiness. So this is the main service of us. We who are God's children, what else do we have to do? Mundane, we can do the service which is given to us. That's fine. But as a soul, internally, always disintegrating, expelling the sorrow, the suffering, and bringing the light and the joy. See, this suffering is heavy and dark. Joy is light and bright. Means light, lightness and brightness. By changing from heavy and dark into light and bright, here lies the purification, the transformation. Yeah? All this lies there. So this is beautiful, yeah. This all-embracing feeling. Yeah. That means we are getting detached from words. Why we are so much interested in words? Because we want to communicate a meaning, something we want to communicate. Yeah. So Baba says, child, that takes too much time. Of course, we do talk, we have to talk. Even now I'm also talking, yeah. But still, to do that unlimited service. Okay, also when we are saying nice words, what are our feelings doing? Yeah. Feelings should be doing much more service than our words. The inner love, the inner joy, the inner well-wishes should be 100,000 times stronger than what we are saying. Then those words also have some benefit for the person who is listening. So this interest for going beyond the language of words into the language of vibrations. Embracing the whole universe embracing every living creature. Baba says even serve the matter. Yeah? Wherever our vibrations go, they embrace that. Yeah? Embracing with that divine consciousness. Yeah? See, actually this whole world is full of light. We Brahmins, we should always, yeah, please forgive me if I again and again use the word should. Yeah? It is my opinion. Yeah? Everyone is free to choose what he wants to do. I just say my opinion. Yeah, that we should be living in the world of light. Yeah? The gross world is okay, but in addition, enjoying the world of light. Yet we know that even matter is actually condensed light, condensed energy. Yeah? Like you can disintegrate matter back into energy. Yeah? From small 1 gram of matter, you will get a lot of energy. It is condensed energy, condensed light. So all the heaviness which we feel in us, let us disintegrate it back into light and power. So when we walk also in this gross world, we are actually walking through immense light, immense energy, even physically speaking. Yeah? And soul-wise, when we are yogi, Almighty's vibration is always with me. Like Baba says, child, think you are Master Almighty. How much power is always with us? Yeah, no, I'm aware of the time. But I want to come back to the main subject, actually. Which we wanted to, we gathered here to talk about, enlightenment. Yeah, these, what I have been talking till now, are also helpful things. We should be doing them. But I won't be doing justice to our meeting if I won't touch that enlightenment part. Huh? Was it okay what we have done till now? Was it okay? Yes, okay. Yeah, actually I normally need 2-3 hours to say all this, but I myself say let us go into essence, so I should also practice to say a lot with few words. Okay, let's come to the enlightenment. Yeah. See, as we say that the soul has 3 aspects, the heart, the faculty of feeling, intellect, the faculty of understanding, and sanskaras, your way of coming into interaction. The highest stage of these 3 faculties, to achieve that is called enlightenment. These 3, heart, intellect, and a way of interaction, means activity, action. These are also building the 3 main cultures of the world. Like the Western culture is dominated by the intellectual side. Yeah, one wants to understand. India, where we are sitting here, yeah, the culture of heart, the culture of love. Heart, feelings, colors, love for colors, love, you know. Yeah? And then we have the Far East, where you believe in harmony of harmony. Yeah? Like Confucius or other great masters of the Far East, yeah? They have taught, yeah, to be in harmony with your surrounding. That these 3, suppose you are coming from the cultural background. Yeah, we can all come only from 1 cultural background. Yeah? Just when we become Brahmins, we have an access to all the 3 aspects. Yeah. So, if you are trying to reach enlightenment via the intellectual path, the highest state, the highest sublimation of your intellect, what is that? One sits in silence and contemplates. Only the intellect is the functioning tool, because your intellect dominated. All the influences which are upon the soul, upon the mind, all the external influences, you remove them, remove them, remove them, till only you are left. Renouncing all the influences from outside. Yeah, this is the enlightenment of the, via the path of intellect. Yeah? The influence which is on me, this is not me, this is not me, this is not me. Yeah? This enlightenment means I have reached my true self, my highest self. And because we have these three parts of consciousness, the three ways our consciousness acts, yeah? So the intellect way is, yeah, the influences which are like a layer upon me, I remove those layers. Yeah? This is not me, this is not me, this is not me. Because that what has come upon me is not me. I remove that layer. And what is left when I have removed all? Only silence remains. Yeah, this is what we talked right in the beginning of our talk. And this is that aha experience. Yes, this is me. Yeah, can you you follow that, no? Yeah, I'm not getting much feedback. But I hope I'm making it, saying it in an understandable way. Yes? So this is the one path of enlightenment. The second path, because of time, I'm making it short. The second path, the path of the heart. What does heart like? Heart likes to love. Intellect wants to understand, heart likes to love. The sublimation of love is that you merge into the one you love, to that extent that your own existence ceases to exist. You are no more there. Only that is there that you love. Yeah? This is the sublimation of love. I see only you. Only you. So long my existence is also there, I am not yet fully merged in the love. This is the nature of love. You lose yourself and only that remains that you love. The fully giving up of yourself, yeah, the full merging of you in the one that you love. When you have reached that, this is the enlightenment of the heart. Yeah, that means the heart person feels, I have reached my highest state. Yeah, this is the place, the direction in which he's trying to go. Yeah? Suppose someone is loving God. Then anything else which comes in the middle, he feels, oh, it disturbs me, it disturbs my remembrance. Remove this, remove this. So that I can fully merge into his love. Yeah? So heart also has two parts, no? Heart, yeah, two parts of heart. So this is one part of the heart, to fully merge into love to that extent that you lose yourself. You don't exist anymore. Only that exists. Yeah, what people say in bhakti, that you merge into God. And Baba has said, it is the state of being merged in His love to that extent that you don't exist anymore. But the second part, the second nature of heart, the second is to be illuminated, to like God. No? God is not in love with someone, but He also has a heart. No? So what does His heart do? Yeah, His heart is lit up, illuminated, means to be an embodiment of divine light. Divine light means embodiment of joy, embodiment of love, embodiment of peace. All these illuminated qualities, to become their personification, to bring these illuminated feelings to their highest sublimed level, is the path of enlightenment via heart. The heart path of enlightenment. And the third path of enlightenment, the karma, this third aspect of the soul, the action, being in harmony. Harmony. Look at all these planets. All are existing, but existing somehow in harmony. Or drama. Like for, in our spiritual language, Brahman language, we use the word drama. Baba says, child, drama is preordained. Nothing you can change. So, flow in harmony with it. That flow which you anyway cannot change. Why struggle against it? If you want that we talk more about drama, we will have to have a second class. But today I only want to talk about the path of enlightenment. How we can use this inner, being one with the drama. Drama means all the roles, your own role and the roles of all others. How I can be in harmony, 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 to that extent that I don't exist anymore. My ego, but I also have to say something, no. Harmony. You flow with the river. When our inner conflict comes. Why harmony? But this should change, that should change. No. This satori, this enlightenment, that highest level. If you are this person, coming from that, this aspect of the soul, like we say, these are three main cultures of the world. The intellectual culture, the heart culture, and this culture of harmony, means in action you are in harmony with all. So when I have reached that inner state of divine harmony, there is no conflict inside, then I have reached enlightenment through the path of my sanskaras. My sanskaras I have made such that they love harmony. So, I feel it's a lovely topic. We could talk whole evening. But now it's meditation. So let us close our talk with the meditation of this state of enlightenment. All the three aspects. I can reach the state of this first intellect. I remove all the layers from myself. Everything I remove, the highest point of my ego actually. Only I exist, nothing else exists. I, only I exists. like Baba says, have self-pride also. It is a pure self-pride.
Yes.
Being just I, and nothing else can stand beside me.
Yeah.
And then merging into God's love, to the extent that we don't feel our existence anymore. Third, the world, I can harmonize. Okay, so I will carry on with this till I know when I'm supposed to leave the stage. Okay, thank you. So let us merge into this world of enlightenment. I am Baba's child. Student of the highest teacher. He has shown me three paths of enlightenment. And I will go all these three paths. I go the path of understanding. I remove all the layers of external experiences from my consciousness. I remove one layer after the other. My true self is beyond these experiences. removing one layer after the other. I come to my core. Which is pure, silent, and defined. In this state, nothing exists except me. I have reached the highest level of self-esteem. I am enlightened. Now I go the path of the heart. The heart that wants to love. That wants to merge in love. I see Baba in front of me, the Supreme Soul before me. And fall in love with him. I fall in love to that extent. That I enter the world of love. I experience only Baba, the Supreme Soul. I do not experience my own separate identity. I am lost in love. I am in a universe of love. My own existence has come to a cease. Only my beloved exists. I have reached the highest state of love. I am so much merged in the love of the Supreme. That I myself become His image. I become like Him. This is a new birth taking place out of love. I become like my beloved. A son. Of divine light. A son of joy. A son of power. A son of all His qualities. I am enlightened. Now I go the third path of enlightenment. The path of sublimation of sanskara. the path of harmony with all the creation. I learn the joy of harmony . I try to change nothing. I flow with the flow. In this huge world, there is also a place for me, which is pre-decided and is good for me. I merge in the world play, being a part of a big play. And I live fully with the flow, in harmony. I respect and value all. There is no need to change anything. I come in the inner state of ease and balance. I am light and enlightened. all these three types of enlightenment. Shine like diamonds in my consciousness. I have a tilak of three diamonds on my forehead. These are my three lights.
Announcement. Thank you, Suman Ben.